Welcome to Godseeker. This is Elizabeth Folgaro. The current message, Hold Me, Lord. One of the exciting and satisfying aspects of the Godseeker lifestyle is that one experience with God will build on another. What you learn through one experience, He will put to use. This is what happened in order for the song, Hold Me, Lord, as found on the Ascend and Worship album, to be birthed. I had not been writing songs for God in earnest for very long yet. It was May 2004, and my friends had just prayed over me to begin hearing God's new songs in February. As usual, I was still on that sometimes progress, sometimes backsliding journey of seeking to imitate Jesus by listening all the time for what Holy Spirit might be saying. There had been a recent incident where it hadn't gone so well, where God had shown me oh so clearly a time He had been talking, but I hadn't recognized Him. It had been one of those truly rare evenings when I was invited to a friend's house. My husband and I did not go out much in the evening. On my way out, my husband asked if I would also run an errand to a hardware store to pick something up from him. I drove down the local road, which paralleled the freeway for more than 20 miles. Up ahead was an intersection with a signal, which I preferred to avoid. I was impatient. This intersection was frequently crowded, and the signal itself seemed to take so long. But I needed to get going left on that particular road. Right before I reached the signal, there was a left-hand turn into a shopping area parking lot. I had this thought that I could make the left turn there. I knew that if I wound through the parking lot, I could get out the other side and find a way onto the road I needed while avoiding the signal. But I figured this was just me being impatient, trying to figure out my own way around the undesirable intersection. Well, I was not going to be impatient. Patience was a fruit of the Holy Spirit. In other words, those deeply rooted in God would be patient. I would go wait at that signal. I headed forward past the easier turn and edged into the long left-hand turn lane I needed at the busy intersection. However, just as I did, the light turned green for those opposite me to move in my direction. A car coming from the opposite direction mistook where their lane was and came into my lane on my side of the cement island, which was supposed to separate directions of traffic. In other words, as I coasted down the left-hand turn lane toward the light to wait my turn patiently, this other car was coming at me head on. I couldn't believe it. In a split second, I reaffirmed situationally that there were no other cars around me, flipped my car gear into reverse, and went backwards as fast as I could until the other car realized they were on the wrong side of the road and stopped. My heart was pounding in my chest, and I knew with absolute certainty I was not supposed to be there. God had been trying to get me out of the way of danger. It had been Holy Spirit who had reminded me I could cut through the parking lot to get to the other street. If I had recognized it was Him, and not muscled through what I thought was not so good impatience, I would not have been at the wrong place at that time. Thank you, God. Thank you for trying to get me out of the way. Thank you, God, for still protecting me. Thank you, God, for parading a way for me to be safe. For it was unusual that there were no cars around me in all three lanes so that I could back up and get out of the way. Now, a few weeks later, in May of 2004, I was in a hurry. I was speeding down the freeway to a meeting after dropping children at school. Of course, there was no extra time in order to be on time. The meeting was not far, only about 7 miles, but it was morning commute time, which meant anything goes. Two exits from where I needed to get off the freeway, I suddenly saw stopped traffic coming up in all four lanes before me, stopped, not moving. Just before the traffic jam, like yards before, there was a freeway exit. I knew I could exit there zip across the overpass and turn onto that access road and avoid the delay of the traffic jam. So I began asking and asking incessantly, Lord, do I get off the freeway or stay on? Exit or remain? Lord, Lord. I listened interiorly for his inner nudge, for him to perhaps give me a mental picture of where I was supposed to be. I knew all too clearly that what I could perceive about which way to go in terms of evaluating risks could never be the full picture. But God knew where he wanted me. Lord? The inner picture he gave me and the direction which, when I considered it, seemed to come with his peace was illogical, and it was not the answer I wanted. Stay. Stay on the freeway. Oh, I couldn't disobey. Not after what had just happened a few weeks before. So, on purpose, I allowed myself to sit in the jam of cars. Be late when it looked like I could still make it, so I was on time. Like I could make it, well, I really didn't know that whether I could, did I? Suck it up, yep. Suck it up, stay on the freeway. Stay on the freeway, stopped. When the cars eventually began to move again, it was by inches at a time. Miles per hour didn't even show up as a measurement. As usual, I kept inquiring of God what he wanted from me. Lord, Lord, under one overpass and then the next, traveling so slowly that as I rolled a bit under the second overpass and stopped again, I had clearly before me the small dedication on that overpass to a local man who had been one of the heroes of September 11, 2001. He had lost his life that day. I knew his wife, his widow. I knew his children. She was my friend. It was 2004, and 2001 was still so very close and on minds and hearts. And so seeing this name, I asked the Lord, what was I to do? Immediately came the sense I was to pray. But how was I to pray? Lord? Then the sense that it was not a spoken or mental prayer, but a song. Lord, which song? My mind raced to the inventory of new songs he had birthed through me since February. No, none of these. None of them felt right. A new song. A new musical prayer to him. Still stopped in traffic, I was now mentally paused and completely focused on inner listening, attuning my heart to what Holy Spirit may be trying to reveal to me in terms of this new song he wanted. I was not in frequent touch with this dear woman. I did not know what was going on for her, but within moments, I began to sing a song I had never sung before, which had not existed in our realm until that moment, ooching under the overpass on that freeway. Hold me, Lord. Oh, hold me, Lord, in the shelter of your wings. You are my hiding place. You are my refuge. You are my God. I trust in you. And so I sang it over and over again, a prayer for whatever was going on and that God in that moment would meet her need. The traffic eventually cleared. I went on to my meeting late, but was compelled once I got home to continue to worship God, praying to him using the song on behalf of my friend. That evening, I sent an email to her. I explained what had happened to me that morning, the prompt to pray which had become a song. She was amazed and shared that God's timing had been perfect for her. At the time, God had had me birth the song. She had been in meetings where she had learned some hard information. His comfort and care had been very needed at exactly that time. Had I used my own good ideas and gotten off the freeway trying to be on time to my own meeting, I never would have been in the place to see the overpass dedication, which allowed Holy Spirit to bring to mind my friend and to sing to God his new song for her at exactly the moment she needed it. Are you amazed? Are you amazed that God could care so much? I still am. Listen to the song, Hold Me, Lord, from the Ascend in Worship album. You can find it on my YouTube channel, on various streaming services, and always on CD. Let's finish with some verses from the Bible. Psalm 55, verses 4 through 8. My heart is in anguish within me, and the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fear and trembling have come upon me. Horror has overwhelmed me. And I say, oh, that I had wings like a dove. I would fly away and be at rest. I would wander far away. I would lodge in the peace of the wilderness. I would hurry to my refuge, my tranquil shelter far away, from the stormy wind and from the tempest. God is our refuge. Thank you for listening. Godseeker messages are sponsored by Eagle's Nest Foundation. Until next time, this is Elizabeth Folgaro. I am praying for you. Listen to the song, Hold Me, Lord. If it fits your now, make it your prayer. And keep seeking God.